In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, hour three is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, and John Zemerick joining us now from Stream. And John, you got a new article out, Progressive Christians Like Pope Francis All Serve the Great Reset That Leftist Billionaires Want. Talk about that, if you would. Oh, we lost John. Well, we'll get him back.
John, do your customers always hang up on you?
Well,
what have you done wrong,
typically,
John?
Not, no.
Why don't you value your
callers? Typically not. So hopefully John just had a...
No, he just got cut off, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if he's on a...
That's interesting, though. Christians like Pope Francis all serve the great reset that leftist billionaires want.
In the caption here is, teaching our pastors to kneel before Caesar, Mammon, and Sodom, an alternative with theologian... Or an interview, sorry, with theologian John Gravano.
Oh, we got to get him back on because I want to hear this.
Well, Charlie's working on it.
Because I guarantee I have seen so much of this. I have.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, I'm not. I agree with you.
By the way, during COVID, really quick before he comes on, didn't you see so much of the business world kneel down before the leftist elites?
Yes.
And run everything the way they wanted.
And Christians did the same thing. John, are you back with us now?
Yes, thanks. I don't know what happened to call.
That's all right.
There he is.
So you have an article out, Progressive Christians Like Pope Francis All Serve the Great Reset That Leftist Billionaires Want. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. I mean, can you imagine under John Paul II or Pope Benedict XVI that there would be a Vatican conference with Chelsea Clinton lecturing the world on how the media needed to censor anyone critical of the dead baby vaccine? Let's remember, every vaccine available in the West was made using baby parts from aborted babies or tested on parts from aborted babies. Every single one. A normal Vatican run by a Catholic Pope would be telling Catholics they shouldn't get it except in an emergency. This Pope is saying Catholics have a moral obligation to get it.
Yep.
And he's giving a platform to the head of the Clinton Foundation to say, you shouldn't even be able to talk about it. It should be silenced in the media. This is part of a totalitarian movement to centralize power, to make countries in the West more like communist China, which, by the way, is allied to the Vatican in a secret deal, which a whistleblower has reported in Breitbart, is worth $2 billion in subsidies to the Vatican.
Hey, John.
No wonder the Vatican. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just want to broaden this for just a second. When did Jesus and the apostles ever try to silence any dissenters? Okay, what I saw, that they were ready for all comers, for all dissenting voices, and they were ready to give answers. Here Chelsea comes along and says, we need to shut down anybody who disagrees with this, and the Vatican goes along with it? It just seems like it's a total opposite.
Pope Francis claims to love the poor, but what he really does is he likes them... Like he thinks of them as like rescue pets, and he hates middle class people with property, with freedom, with guns, with free expression. He wants the whole population of the world, except he wants there to be a small oligarchy of billionaires. Remember, the World Economic Forum is talking about the Great Reset, and one of their memes says, "You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy." I didn't make that up. That's an official World Economic Forum slogan. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. In other words, you won't have private property. You won't have freedom of expression. You certainly won't have gun rights. You probably won't really be electing your leaders. They'll be appointed by a global oligarchy of wise and prudent people who know far better than you do what weapons are safe for you to have, what words are safe for you to speak, what candidates are safe for you to elect. This insane elitism of European billionaires cooperating with Chinese communist oligarchs, using angry mobs like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to terrorize the general population, whom they hope to disarm, as the Biden administration is talking about, with red flag laws. It really is like a bad apocalyptic novel that somebody typed single-spaced in a double-wide trailer, self-published, and sold at gun shows.
John, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it just seems like this Pope wants to buddy up to and be liked by a lot of very powerful people who don't like God. I mean, am I oversimplifying it here? He just seems to want to be loved by God's critics.
He loves them because he's an atheist as they are. As a Catholic who wrote 8 books defending the faith, my entire life I've been a dedicated church member, I believe Pope Francis is an atheist.
He really
doesn't believe in it. Yeah, maybe he's a deist like Thomas Jefferson and doesn't believe in an afterlife, but I don't think Pope Francis believes in the Christian or the Jewish God. I think he is a skeptical, scientific materialist who has attached himself to the left because, frankly, that's where he was able to succeed. And he rose in the church among the Jesuits, who were desperate for vocations in the 1960s. They were gaining anything that would stand still, including pedophiles, really dumb people. I mean, the IQ of the Jesuits went from 150 to about 85 in the 1960s and 70s. And I knew a few of the last good Jesuits, and what one thing they spent their lives doing was warning young men not to join the Jesuits, because if they kept the Catholic faith, they would be persecuted, and if they wanted to succeed among the Jesuits, they would have to abandon the faith.
Wow. Amazing.
That's how bad it is. But hey, look what happened to the Episcopal Church. Look what's happened to the Methodists, the Presbyterians.
True.
And it's happening to the evangelicals, too. Under the rubric of critical race theory, the woke crowd are trying to lead the evangelicals into apostasy. And you evangelicals out there, wake up. If anyone mentions critical race theory, you know he is preaching the new gospel of the Antichrist.
John, one question for you that's a little bit off topic, although it does go into some of what you're talking about in regards to the vaccine and Fauci and so on, is, you know, we're now at a point as a country, and granted there's other parts of the world that want it, but we're as a country right now, we are now doing lotteries in here in Colorado where, you know, we're giving millions of dollars away to entice people to get a vaccine at this point. We're already at a herd immunity and frankly don't need. Question I have for you, and I ask this to a lot of different guests, what do you think the end game is with this vaccine, given the fact that right now we literally are at herd immunity? I mean, you can run around pretty much anywhere you want to, and COVID is becoming less and less every day. Why are we still paying people to get a vaccine?
Because it's part of a new religion. I had a column last week at stream.org. They've got school teachers in Canada having students write prayers to the vaccine. It's called the Vaccine Poem Project.
Are they answered?
They read like prayers. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
When you read them, they read like prayers, and now they're making the vaccine in the form of communion hosts. They're trying to develop the vaccine in the form of communion hosts so you can lay it on people's tongue, presumably while they're kneeling before the sacred vaccine. I wish I were making this up.
Oh, my word. Wow, you just brought light into this. I did not. I had not heard before. This is incredible.
Look at LifeSite News reported on it. Why develop a vaccine that looks like communion hosts? I want to turn it around and ask these people, what's the point of that?
No, you're not. It's a great question, John. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, why are we now having to pay people? And in fact, I've got an article today, didn't get into it yet, where if Johnson & Johnson doesn't get quite a few of their vaccines out here in the not-too-distant future, I think by the end of this month, they perish.
Well, and in Washington, they're giving people pot in return for taking the vaccine. I mean, again, it's like something a bad novelist would have come up with and then thrown away as implausible.
Yeah, million. And this is by the Wall Street Journal today, by the way. Millions of J&J vaccines are at risk of expiring in June because people aren't taking it.
Wasn't somebody giving out alcohol to do it, too?
I think they've done about everything. Well, yeah, bars have been doing it, yes.
Yeah, free beer to get a...
Are,
yes.
are, Okay. Are bordellos in Nevada offering sexual services in return for getting vaccinated?
It's unreal.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't give them ideas, right? I should stop.
You should not. I mean, I guess not again.
Quiet, John.
John, you've been around, you know, like we all have. Have you ever known a moment in time like this where you had to pay someone to get a vaccine?
Well, it's still an experimental vaccine, but they didn't test it on animals. They tested it on unborn, aborted babies. They would not test it on animals because the animal rights activists would be upset. So they just dumped it on the population. We are the lab rats.
We are the lab rats. Yep.
Okay, now
so
wait.
You and I, we're the control group who are not taking the damn baby vaccine.
But wait a minute, guys. This actually makes total sense. We are at a time in history where we are paying people in South America not to come here. We are paying people to go back to work. I mean, paying them bonuses to stop staying at home on unemployment and actually come back to work. We are. It makes perfect sense now that we're paying them to take a vaccine. We're paying people to do things that we've never had to do before. It makes no sense.
Because we're treating what should be sovereign citizens with rights like rescue pets we pulled in off the street. The Christian idea, the dignity of the human person, has decayed, and our rulers are treating us like we're all abandoned pets at the ASPCA, and euthanasia is next on the agenda, I'm sure.
I am sure you're right. John, it's always a joy. Appreciate your time, sir. Stream.org, thank you for all you're doing.
Have a great day.
You bet. You know, the last statement he is correct on.
Rescue pets. I had not thought of it that way, but you know, he's got a point.
Yeah. Yeah. Flesh and Beck is up next, folks. Any question you've got when it comes to whatever it happens to be, whether you're an employer and you've got some questions when it comes to things legally that are going on in your business, including some of this employee things we've talked about today, whether you've been involved in a hit and run, whatever it happens to be, Kevin is there for you. He'll answer your questions and take your case if need be. And again, you can find him by calling 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
Folks, don't forget you're in charge of your repair process when you have a collision, and do not let the insurance company tell you otherwise. You are in charge. You can do whatever you want to, go wherever you want to, and make sure that it's fixed correctly and watch over that as far as that goes. But you can also turn it over to a good shop, and they'll handle everything with the insurance company. Make sure you get taken care of. At the end of the day, your vehicle is taken care of and is back to original equipment specification. Three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And wow, where do we go from here? What a day. Holy cow. It's been great.
We've been flying through it. I think so
we
much
called
of
the Pope an atheist today.
He called the Pope.
That wasn't me. John did. I don't know the Pope.
I don't know. You know, I'm not a Catholic.
Not my faith, so I don't know. I'm
not a
Catholic.
I plead ignorance here. I can only say this as an outsider, and I think you'll agree on this. This Pope doesn't seem to be in love with anything that the Catholic Church has traditionally been in love with.
I'll add one more thing to that.
Go ahead.
If I was a betting man, and I'm not, but if I was a betting man and I had to bet between John Zmirek and the Pope, my bet's on John.
Yeah.
Just knowing him like I do, my bet's on him.
And I know John gets very emotional.
He
and
does.
Very
His faith is very important to him.
But it's because he is extremely knowledgeable. Extremely knowledgeable.
And he doesn't like the way the church is headed. And by the way, I can't blame him for that.
No, I know so many. I mean, don't you have a lot of Catholic friends
yes.
who are just miserable?
Yes, they're upset. I keep wondering, why are you still Catholic?
I do too, but, well, look, it's
not
their
for
beliefs.
Me to ask. I know. Not for me to ask. I get that. I understand. I understand where they're coming from.
What do you like about the Catholic Church? Because, you know, one thing, the thing
what
I've
do
always...
I like about them the best? Their stance on life.
Okay, but that...
Across the board.
But, you know, here's the problem. That wavers with so many American Catholics.
But in...
But
in
you mean
general,
as a church from the top?
Yes.
Okay.
In general, the way they as a church have handled, you know, the abortion topic to, you know, all of the things involving life, they frankly have done a better job of that than most evangelicals have.
I agree. You know what I like the most? The whole practice of confession. No, I mean, what a
really?
Great, no, especially for young people like teenagers, what a great idea. You can go in and have somebody who is sworn to secrecy.
I guess they'll listen to you. Yeah, good point.
Hear
okay.
everything
yeah.
that you have
yeah.
and give you some good advice and then, you know, and let you get it off your chest and let you know that you are forgiven in the eyes of God. I think that's a great idea because so many times young people, let's say, who are not Christians or Catholics at all, they have nowhere to turn with this stuff. And mm-hmm. so all they have is the guilt mounting up.
That's true.
And by the way, look at all the violence we see amongst primarily non-religious kids these days. Maybe they could benefit from that.
Yes, I would agree with you on that one.
I always just thought that was kind of a neat thing.
Back to real quick, just what I was talking to John Zmirek about, and I really wanted to get Andy's opinion on this. We were going to talk about it earlier. We just didn't get a chance to because he started talking about business and things like that. By the way, we'll get back to a few things I want to add to that as well. But isn't it interesting? We've got millions now of J&J vaccines that will expire at the end of June if we don't do something with them.
And they're trying to peddle them fast.
They are literally trying to peddle them.
So
yes,
do you
Andy.
Think that you've got basically J&J executives weighing heavily upon people they've donated to in Congress saying, get this moved, get this moved, get this moved. So people who are in office at state level, national level, city level, and saying to them, you put out every program you can, be it $1 million, you know, giveaways mm-hmm. like our governor is doing, whatever you can, because I've been given to you, you put out whatever you can to move this product.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yes,
John?
It is. And now, one thing that did hurt J&J is, of course, they had their shutdown where, you know, you couldn't administer one for, what, 2 or 3 weeks there. So, yeah, that hurt them. But, again, it is what it is.
Right. And that was overhyped, I think.
Probably was, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I think the whole vaccine thing's overhyped, period.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just me.
I don't care to have one.
I'm not going to get one. John and Cheyenne is next. John, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John. Two things. I'm with you on the mask, 100%. The only place I wore it today was I just had to go to the dentist, and they asked that everybody wear a mask in their office.
Yeah, I think medical, I could really see us.
It's a medical place. I don't have a problem with that.
I could see the medical you know, world doing this for a while now, if not indefinite.
Yeah. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic, 13 years of Catholic education. Andy, you don't know what you're talking about when you talk about confession.
I don't.
Trust me.
Well, no. And by the way, before you explain it to me, John, you're right. Because I'm just saying how it looks from the outside looks kind of cool. Am I wrong?
All right. So, first of all, George Carlin did this 50 years ago, but I'll repeat it because the priest knows your name because you grew up in the parish. And when you say your sins, he said, what'd you do that for, John?
Good one.
And then, depending, remember, part of confession is penance. Before you're forgiven, you have to do the penance you were assigned.
Sure.
Have you ever spent 2 hours on your knees saying the rosary 5 times?
No. Have you?
I have. Yes. And it was for lying to a nun. I got nailed lying to a nun when I was in, like...
Lying to the nun.
John, I never knew you were a criminal until now.
Wait. So they slapped me around from the school, slapping me the whole way, all the way over to the rectory, told the priest what I did. The three of them dragged me to confession. I told the priest what I did because it was a sin to lie to the nun. And then I spent the next 2 hours on my knees saying 5 rosaries.
Wow. John, let me ask you this, because I've actually had Catholic friends who literally have knee pads. Do you have any?
No, thank God our church had been renovated a few years before and the kneelers were cushioned.
Okay, never mind.
But you were talking about, I left the Catholic Church probably almost 30 years ago. My wife and I, when we got married, we started looking for a church. So what do you get when you cross a Roman Catholic and a Southern Baptist?
Oh, man.
What?
Well, at first it was 2 Lutherans. We had found that we were really comfortable in the Lutheran church. But now, I don't know if you saw this, they just ordained as a bishop a transgender.
Which Lutheran church did that? There are several.
The ELCA.
Oh, okay. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
No, well, so now we're looking again to find a new church again. Because that just, they were getting very liberal over the last 25 years that we've been there, and we've decided they've gone over the edge. Now we've got to find something a little bit more conservative. But one of the things we really like is a liturgical service, and I'm sure you guys know what that is.
Yep, yes. Sure do. Yes.
Yeah. So we really enjoy that, and some of the churches that are more conservative don't do that as much. Yep. And so we're starting to visit new churches on Sunday mornings.
Nice.
John, one word of advice.
What?
Don't go anywhere that starts with the word United.
No.
Good idea.
Okay. So
good advice, Andy.
I told my wife was like, I said, do you want to go back to the Southern Baptist? And she goes, that is a far. She was raised Southern Baptist, and they're, I think, almost as bad as the Catholic Church sometime with their rules and what you have to do and can't do. But what he said about the Pope, current Pope, is so liberal that it's costing the Catholic Church members. I don't know if you've known that.
I can only imagine. That makes sense. I mean, I don't know it in depth like you do, John, but that would make sense, yes.
Yeah. The old-time Catholics like me are like, really? It's okay for, you know, he didn't okay gay marriage, but he said that they would have to answer their sin to God. Well, that's kind of okaying it, saying that, you know, I'm not going to condemn you. Meanwhile, the teachings of the church tell you that it's a sin. And that was the other thing. You have to be sorry for your sin and ask forgiveness. If you're going to go to church on Sunday morning and say that I got drunk every day, and then on Monday start drinking again, well, you're really not forgiven for that sin because you're not sorry, because you're not trying to make it up. You know what I mean?
Yep, makes sense.
So that's the other part of Catholic doctrine, is you have to be sorry.
You know, John, I try never to make any mistakes when I'm on the air for the first hour in John's show, because if I do, the next 2 hours I have to do on my knees. Very painful.
Okay. Well, do you have hardwood floors in the studio, I hope?
No, I do not. No, we have carpet, actually.
That's not too bad.
Andy. You know, it's just, when you said that, it seems like it's good for confession. Yeah, confession is good for the soul, but you don't want to be on your knees for an extended period of time saying that penance first.
Yeah, the 2 hours on my knees doing the rosary, you're right. That's like basic training. That's tough.
Yeah. But if you want to hear something hilarious, George Carlin in the early 70s did a half of an album side on growing up Irish Catholic.
Okay.
And if you want to listen to something really funny, I mean, he just talks about it to where we were listening to it when we were in like 7th, 8th grade, and like, yeah, that's what we grew up with.
I'm going to have to find that. I'm sure it's hilarious.
Too. All right, I'll do that.
It's side one, George Carlin, Class Clown.
Okay, I'll do that. John, thanks, man, as always.
Hey guys,
enjoy talking to you. You always add some great content to the show, and I appreciate it very much. I really do. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. I talk about Kurt all the time. If you want a really good relationship with a mortgage broker that understands you and what you need, especially if you're self-employed, again, applies to everybody, but especially self-employed, he can help you with that as well. And it's 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hey, Dave at RoofMax, by the way, he informed me that they've got a new landing page for RoofMax as far as the website's concerned, and we'll link to that here in the next day or two. It's getroofmax.co, and RoofMax is with two X's. So if you go there, you can find out all of the things about RoofMax and what Dave does. But bottom line, get your roof inspected. Find out what Dave can do for you when it comes to the rejuvenation process. And again, he will help you do that. And at the end, when it's all said and done, he will save you money. And he'll explain all of that to you as well when he's out. And today's just a great guy. You talk about somebody that's supporting our program and believes in what we're doing here. That's Dave. Support him back as well. Get him out. Get your roof inspected today. 303-710-6916.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And one thing I wanted to touch on today, because you're going to hear a lot about this report. In fact, I think Bob Duco even had this in his commentary today. And that is a Forbes article that is talking about the ProPublica survey that was done on, quote-unquote, the richest Americans. So they did a survey, and ProPublica did, not the richest Americans, but they did a survey on Bezos, Musk, and Buffett, and basically are claiming that they paid federal income taxes equaling just 3.4% of the $401 billion in new wealth. What they forget to tell you in this ProPublica survey, and Forbes does bring this out, although I don't think as well as they should. This is Sarah Hansen, who actually wrote this for Forbes. She's a Forbes staff person. I don't think they did a good enough job of explaining that just because, and this is the way our system works in America, just because your wealth increases, which, by the way, for everybody listening to me, if you own a home, yours did as well.
Oh, yeah.
So for those of you that had an increase in your home equity, which, by the way, is what happened with Buffett and you know, Musk and Bezos and so on is, yeah, their income went up with, you know, inflation and the other things that have happened in the country in the past year. Their, you know, their net worth came up. Okay, great. So be it. Just because their net worth increased, just like all of you listening's net worth, if you own a house, increased, doesn't mean you should be taxed on said increase. So, of course, these billionaires didn't pay tax on their increase in net wealth. You morons at ProPublica are about as a bunch of liars as I could ever see in misleading the public as ever. The stats that you're putting out, you should be ashamed of yourself because you're lying through your teeth. You're making it look like, you know, these guys aren't quote-unquote paying their fair share, when even though I may not agree with their politics, I guarantee you they are.
Yeah, and John, help people out here for a moment just so people understand, because they're probably thinking capital gains, right? What's the difference on a capital gains tax?
Well, first of all, there's no tax on capital gains until you sell said capital.
Right.
If you don't sell the capital, there's no gain tax to be paid. So just like your home, if your home this last year increased by $100,000, you did not pay tax, nor are you required to pay income tax on that $100,000 increase in your home's value, even though your net worth went up.
Although, get ready for property taxes next year.
Well, that's a whole different...
I know, I just wanted to throw that in there.
That is not income tax. They're not one and the same. And again, do all of these individuals from, you know, Musk to Bezos, which, by the way, of all of these, probably pays... It would be interesting to see who pays more in property tax, Buffett or Bezos, because of all of the actual hard assets and locations and things they own. I'm guessing that the Walmarts and Bezos of the world pay the most when it comes to property tax.
Yeah, I would think so.
Out of everybody, just because of the sheer number of locations and things that they own. Now, again, that's a different complete tax world, if you would, than income tax going to the IRS. And by the way, the taxes that are paid on the property taxes, typically, for the most part, about 80% of that in most cases, are going to fund schools. So when everybody out there says, oh, our schools need more funding, no, they don't. They're getting about 80% of the take on property tax in any county at any given time anyways. They have plenty.
Okay, now wait a minute. Since properties just jumped in value by about 15%.
Yes.
Across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that next year schools are going to be flush with cash?
They will have more money, yes, because our taxes, at least mine, went up. All of my property taxes for this next year went up.
Yeah, and I'm expecting mine's going to jump.
I already got my, I mean, I didn't fight any of mine, because how are you going to fight them? The values are up. How am I going to fight that?
No, I'm not saying you should.
No.
They are.
I normally do, but this year you can't.
I'm just talking about these schools where supposedly they are always so cash-strapped.
Yeah,
it sounds to me like they're about to be flooded with money.
They will have more money because the amount of money's coming in, because the mill levy is based upon the assessed value.
Right.
The assessed value has gone up. So, yes, they will have more money.
My gosh, they've just got to be...
We should actually do the math on that at some point, you know, Andy, and try to figure that out.
They have got to be so excited. And by the way, anybody, anywhere in Colorado who is proposing tax increases to help schools
is
with
an idiot.
What's coming.
They're a thief.
They're a thief.
Yes, they're a liar and a thief.
The schools are going to be
loaded. Anyways, back to this article.
Okay, back to the article.
So,
sorry,
you know,
about
Forbes
that.
Is talking about this and talking about how ProPublica found that while the median American household earning roughly $70,000 a year paid 14% in federal taxes, the 25 richest Americans by Forbes tally paid a true tax rate, and by the way, that's in quotations because that's not really a correct description, of just 3.4%. Here's the key, folks, on wealth growth of $401 billion between 2014 and 2018. By the way, they're not even factoring in 2019 and 2020.
Okay, so that's just the growth.
Wealth growth doesn't equate into income tax being owed, folks.
No, of course not.
Never has, and I hope never will. Now, if the lefties get their way about it, it probably will. But anyways, they go on to say ProPublica's true tax rate is a novel and sure to be controversial measure of how much taxes an individual paid each year compared to Forbes' calculation of how much their wealth grew during the same time, meaning that ProPublica is counting unrealized capital gains, which are not taxed under the current U.S. tax code. And by the way, they should have put some of this information higher up in the article than where they did.
Oh, yeah. They hide anything that might make them look like they're paying their fair share. They hide that down in the small print.
So according to ProPublica's analysts, billionaire investor Warren Buffett, an advocate for higher taxes on the rich, saw his wealth growth by more than $24 billion from 2014 to 2018 and paid a true tax rate of 0.10%. 10%, a reflection of the fact that he reported just $125 million in income during that period, makes large charitable contributions, and since he pays himself a minimal salary, most of his income comes in the form of lower taxed capital gains. By the way, Warren Buffett's not stupid.
Yeah, why shouldn't he do that? And by the way, who's benefiting from all that charitable giving?
All of us.
Yeah. I mean...
literally. All of us. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos paid a true tax rate of 0.98% as his wealth grew by a staggering $99 billion between 2014 and 2018. He reported just $4.2 billion in reported income during the same period. Again, folks, because his stock value in Amazon went up, doesn't mean Jeff Bezos owes taxes on that, owes income tax on that. He doesn't owe income tax on any of that until he turns it into cash. Right now, it's sitting as stock. In fact, he can't even, you know, he can leverage against that stock if he wants to. He can borrow against it if he wants to. But until he actually sells it, Andy, he has no cash out of that.
Okay, but that increased value on his stock, does that play into the extra $100 billion that he is now worth?
Yes, all of it does.
Okay, so while he's worth that much more now,
he doesn't have that much more cash.
Right.
And that's a misconception, by the way, most Americans have, is they think when you see a guy like Bezos, who's worth somewhere, you know, what is it, $150 billion, that all that's in cash. No, folks, it's not.
Okay, now when does he pay tax on it?
Only if he sells it.
Okay, what if he never sells it and he dies?
Then he's got a really great estate lawyer, I'm assuming, and he's passing that down into a trust or some sort of a charitable organization or something along those lines. And if he's really smart, he never does.
Okay, and then what if those people who it is passed down to never sell it?
Then it never gets taxed.
Okay, so is he able to enjoy having all this wealth? Yes.
The chances of him never paying...
I'm playing a little devil's advocate here. You understand
what
I'm doing here.
The chances of him never paying any tax on any of this, even if he dies...
are very low.
It's very low because, again, he's at such a high number that even now, when you're worth that much money and have the ability to hire those type of estate planners and you can do things with, you know, trusts and things along those lines, which, by the way, a lot of those guys do, even the Buffetts of the world, where they say, hey, you know, me and Mr. Gates, we're going to give half of our wealth away. It's not really that simple, folks. They might give half of that money away to a charitable trust who they then put most of their family members in charge of,
right,
and they are able to draw salaries out of.
Exactly.
And they then pay taxes on those salaries they pull out of course. But if these guys are smart, they're not just giving all of their money away to the Red Cross.
Oh, no. And a lot of times you're going to hear these charities that Bennett, you know, obviously the Clinton Foundation's big example.
It's a scam.
But these, total scam. But a lot of these charities that get these huge donations, yeah, and they're also employing the family members.
Correct.
That's totally common.
That is. It
are you
going
to say no to those family members?
Of course you're not.
I mean, come on.
So again, folks, there's a lot here in this ProPublica finding, you know, in this study, I guess they did, that, by the way, I think is very, very misleading to the average American that doesn't understand how these things work. And most people, again, think that Bezos has $150 billion in the bank and he should pay tax on that. The reality is nothing could be farther from the truth.
Correct.
We'll be right back. Novus Auto Glass coming up next. They want to take care of you, your vehicle. And don't forget, if you fill out, go to klzradio.com and fill out the Novus form there, they will actually send you the windshield stickers or the band-aids for the windshield in case you get a pit, crack, nick, anything like that. And it protects that so that they can fix it properly on down the road. So just go again to klzradio.com, fill out that form, and they will send those to you. Don't forget, you can find a location near you when it comes to doing a repair or replacement of your windshield or any other glass for that matter. It's Novus Auto Glass. Find them at Rush to Reason.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Golden Eagle Financial, as we talk about finances here and taxes and things and down the road and estate planning and so on, that's where Golden Eagle Financial comes into play. They can take care of you. I should say Al can take care of you, much like we just talked about a few moments ago. That's what he does. He is a financial advisor. Find him at KLZRadio.com, 303-744-1128.
Walk out of Al Smith's office feeling great about your retirement plan. Think about how you feel after talking to your current financial advisor. Worried that you might run out of money, uncertain about whether or not you've saved enough, confused about what sort of budget you'll have in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, will help you strategize so the money you've already saved will meet your future goals. Tell Al Smith how much you currently have in your 401k or IRA. He will show you how to make that money last. Reinvesting your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts will preserve your wealth for the future. You've done well setting money aside all those years. Now you just need to know the next step. Find out how your years of saving will fit into your retirement plan. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods is next, folks, and as Father's Day is just around the corner, make sure you're stocked up, and as Andy and I talk about all the time, there will be, I guarantee you, meat shortages. Make sure you're not caught in that loop. Get things handled now. Go to barbersfoods.com, order what you want. They'll deliver it or send it directly to you, or you can pick it up. However it works for you best, that's what they will do, and if there's something not listed on the website, I guarantee you they can still get it. It's barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse, located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, myself, Andy, and Charlie wrapping things up. Got a couple of minutes here left before we head out here. And I do want to remind everybody, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and Andy said, hey, we should mention this again. If you're a business owner, and by the way, and or a manager of a business, and you have some sort of input into what's going on there, please, for the love of God, get rid of every single one of your negative COVID signs, where to stand, where to sit, how, you know, who to talk to, who not to talk to.
And get rid of your positive signs saying we're doing this for your safety, that for your safety. Don't talk about people's safety. That reminds them of what they've been through. Get rid of it. And one last thing, John, what do you do with that Karen employee?
Fire him.
Fire him.
Her, him, whoever.
Her, him. Get rid of them, folks.
As soon as you can. You don't need them. They're bad for business.
Yeah, if they're going around, and by the way, I hate to say this, but if you got somebody who's going around and they're wearing a mask still and they're uptight.
You don't need them. They're making everybody else uptight, including your customers.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
How do you fire them, though, without being accused of bias? How do you handle that one?
Oh.
Because they're bad for business.
Good paperwork.
Yeah, okay. Really good paperwork.
Good paperwork.
I mean, I'm sorry, but the bottom line is they're bad for business.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal, man.
And again, you as an employer typically know what's going on with your employees and what kind of compromises they may or may not have and so on and so forth. And again, this is an area where you really got to be careful because you don't want to have to call Kevin Flesh and have him, you know,
right,
bailing you out of a tough situation. But again, as employers, you all know how to do this and how to make things work and how to handle things properly. And again, I would never tell you to put yourself in jeopardy by not having enough personnel. But to Andy's point, the Karens of the world will not help your business grow. They're going to hurt your business moving forward.
Right.
So either there's this old saying in business, you either change them or you change them. One of the two.
Yes, exactly.
So either get them on board with what you want to do in the business, head of the direction you want to head, or you change them out. One
change
of the two.
Change them out.
It's that
like a spark plug.
Either change them or change them. One of the two.
You know, John, and we were talking about this once at break. For decades, businesses have been spending billions of dollars across the business world just on how do I make the customers more comfortable. More comfortable customers spend more. A couple degrees too hot, they spend less. A couple degrees too cold, they spend less. If I arrange the aisles in a certain way, they mm-hmm. spend less because it's not as
That's right.
inviting and
That's
comfortable.
Right. That's right.
All these things that you do, you know, I used to arrange like a new theater or what the layout would be and stuff like this. Everything you do is based on the comfort of the customer.
That's right.
And there are people, I'm just going to say it, liberals running businesses now who have totally forgotten that. They have forgotten that comfort is money.
No, they have put quote-unquote safety, although it's not safety, but they have put quote-unquote safety in front of everything.
Yes.
Even though it's not safe.
People, not only are people not comfortable wearing masks, but even with the masks off, they're not comfortable being reminded of what they just went through for a year.
And they want to have that personal relationship back that we talked about earlier in the program, Andy.
Bingo.
You don't get that by wearing a mask.
No.
Period.
No. And they want you. They want your people working for you to make them feel like they're at home again.
That's right. Extreme Auto Repair, folks, where, again, you can feel at home, as Andy just said a moment ago. They got a great deal on Cooper Tires coming up here in a day or two. Anything you need, they'll take care of you from the smallest of vehicles to the largest. Find them again at klzradio.com, and then you can go to the Extreme link there, fill out the form, get free wiper blades or a tire rotation, courtesy of Extreme Auto Repair. Again, that's klzradio.com.
Longevity counts for mechanical repairs. The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair have an average of almost 13 years' experience per technician, so at this point, almost nothing surprises them. After so many combined years on the job, they've seen just about every weird problem your vehicle could have. Even in those rare cases where they really have to dig, they don't give up until they find a solution. John Rush has been recommending Extreme Auto Repair on Rush to Reason for nearly 6 years now, so he's seen their persistence firsthand. They have a reputation for solving problems no one else could. Make Extreme Auto Repair your last mechanic. Long-time radio supporters, long-term techs, repeat customers. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for your free windshield wipers or tire rotation. Extreme Auto Repair. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/rushtoreason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, John, one last thing.
Yes.
It is ultra critical, folks, that you do everything to make people as comfortable at your business also, not just because you should always do that, but because, remember, people like Jared Polis have trained them for a year
yep.
to alter their flight path
That's
and
right.
not come in through your front door
That's right.
to get everything online,
you are
to
correct.
Cook at home, to have entertainment at home. They have been trained not to come to you.
You're right,
so
Andy.
When they do come to you, make it fun,
yep.
get them back in the habit.
What Andy's really saying is you want that, I used to tell this to my guys and I tell it to my clients now, you want that customer literally digging a trench to your front door to where they don't see an ounce of the competition that you have out there on their way to your door.
Yep.
That's the goal right here as to what you do when it comes to customer service.
And here's the one piece of good news. You got a lot of competitors who aren't going to do it right.
A ton. The majority are going to be the Karen types that are afraid to do what we just talked about.
Right.
Somebody might get hurt.
Oh, take their customers.
Yes, steal them away.
Take them.
Steal them. That's right. All right, Andy, appreciate it very much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, Health and Wellness Wednesday. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, myself, Charlie, and Andy are out of here. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.